You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer, and I'm not doing this. I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. We can finally flip the page to the divisional playoffs, and then there were eight. So we're going to knock it down to the conference championship game contenders, to the NFL semifinals, if you will, for Super Bowl 57. We're in the quarterfinal round right now. That's called the divisional playoffs, and we have an exciting slate of games here. So we're going to put them all in a blender and look at them from a positional perspective here on Locked On Fantasy Football. We do it every Wednesday here. We'll look at quarterbacks and running backs. So looking at the matchups there for the players, we know it's a tight pool of players, but we know running back goes a little bit more than what we have on the table for each team involved, but we do have only eight quarterbacks in play, so pretty tight. And I do like a lot of these quarterbacks to produce, but there's still some separation there that we want to look at when we're examining how we want to attack these games. If we're playing a complete weekend slate there with Saturday and Sunday, both doubleheaders, or just playing Saturday, playing Sunday, this will give you an idea of where to go at quarterback there. And also, we'll look at it from a DFS perspective on Friday, along with wide receivers, tight ends, defenses. We'll get to those positions there for you in detail on tomorrow's show. And then Friday, again, we'll look at it from the price points that we have and values that we can get there when we're playing FanDuel Cash Games, DraftKings tournaments, and Prize Picks, Picks of the Week. So a lot of good stuff here. We'll break down the quarterback rankings and do that, as well as running backs on today's show. Before we do that, I got to tell you, today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline, as you covered the season, more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. We're free and available to you on all platforms. All right, let's start easily at the top. So this is our top four that have been the top four that we rely upon the most during the regular season. That hasn't changed the playoffs. So welcome Patrick Mahomes to the playoffs. The Chiefs, the number one seed in the AFC, had the bye. They get the matchup at home against the Jaguars. Now, the Chiefs dominated this matchup. The score wasn't as big as we anticipated there, 27-17 in the first matchup in November in Arrowhead Stadium there, called Geha or whatever you call it now. But when you look at it, the Chiefs controlled the action there against the Jaguars. They put the game out of reach there. Just enough of offense with the scoring. They did plenty of offensive damage with the yardage there. Patrick Mahomes easily picked apart this Jaguars secondary, not facing too much of a pass rush. And the Chiefs running game also did a lot of damage in the first matchup. So it's good it's at home. Patrick Mahomes can light up the Jaguars for sure. And keep in mind, Justin Herbert left some points on the table. This was a shaky red zone team, the Chargers, and could have had some numbers there. But when you look at the Chiefs, they're pretty efficient there. They're going to exploit those situations inside the 20 that they're going to get plenty of opportunities for against the Jaguars instead of the Chargers in this matchup. So I do like Patrick Mahomes, number one, and he's going to make good use of his weapons. I think Kadarius Toney can be a big factor in this game against the Jaguars. So you look at having that extra week of getting healthy, which is going to be key. Travis Kelce is a little bit older, so that's going to help him get some fresh legs in this game. So you could Kelce and Toney, I think these guys are going to be key, as well as Juju Smith-Schuster, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, McKinnon out of the backfield. So all the weapons are there. Good time buy for the Chiefs, and they take care of business. And Mahomes puts up big points here against the Jaguars. Now, right neck and neck with Mahomes, not only in the fantasy football QB1 overall conversation, but in the NFL MVP race, Jalen Hurts of the Eagles, he also gets into action this week against the Giants, so they get a bye. We just saw this matchup a couple weeks ago. They were just not showing too much here, so Hurts gets a real shot at the Giants. And again, this Eagles team has been able to put up numbers no matter what. Hurts can do it on the ground with his running and score that way, or he can put up the big numbers through the air. I think he has a chance to do both in this game against the Giants. The Giants did give up quite a bit of passing yardage there last week to Kirk Cousins. You get the weapons here with A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith and Dallas Goedert. The weapons are great there. The Giants are pretty vulnerable against the power running game as well, so Hurts playing off Miles Sanders and the weapons there. So however you look at it, we've seen Jalen Hurts, when healthy, get it done in the regular season. Doesn't matter how he gets it done for fantasy purposes, statistical and winning purposes as well, but I would expect him to run and pass and have success. So you got to start there with Mahomes and Hurts. They've done it all season long. The matchups are pretty good. They're at home. Their teams are well rested, and their offenses should be near full strength here for operation and high level of production this week. So Mahomes and Hurts start out. Then we got to go to the same game. This is a tough one. I do like actually the Bengals to beat the Bills, but I have Josh Allen ahead of Joe Burrow, partly because of Josh Allen's running. That can pad up some numbers there. Josh Allen could give up some numbers right back with the interceptions and turnovers that have been an issue. Burrow, again, doesn't have that same rushing upside. I could see these guys playing to a passing duel with Allen having a few more rushing yards and Burrow having a little bit more production help from a Joe Mixon in this game. So that's why we look at Allen over Joe Burrow in this one. No matter how we think the outcome of the Bills-Bengals game will go in Buffalo, I just think, again, running floor for Allen if things break down, and those numbers can go up pretty quickly in terms of having to do a pure passing-wise. Keep in mind, Burrow did score a rushing touchdown over against the Ravens, so he can do that. I think in terms of yardage design plays there, that's where Allen gets the numbers. But if I was going to say who's going to have three touchdowns in this game, I'd feel a little bit better about Burrow versus Allen there. So it's touchdowns versus rushing here for these guys here. So it's a toss-up, but I do want to have some pieces of investment in that game because, again, you also have the quarterback resistance where you could see the Jaguars struggling a little bit to keep up with Trevor Lawrence. Daniel Jones may cool off as well that matchup against Hurts, but Allen and Burrow are going to go back and forth, put up the numbers. There's going to be resistance from both offenses. So I do like those guys. So really, that was not a surprise that these guys are top four. How they broke down was a little bit interesting, but Mahomes definitely has the best matchup at home. Hurts has the second best. Allen and Burrow have a middling matchup, but they're elite quarterbacks going after each other in a potential high-scoring affair. So Mahomes, Hurts, Allen, Burrow, those are your top four. We'll look at who the bottom four quarterbacks are. When I say bottom four, still all very good quarterbacks for getting to this round. A lot more young passers to talk about. We'll do that in our next segment. We'll also look at the top five running backs of the week based on these matchups. We'll do that for you here on Locked On Fantasy Football. It's a matchup Wednesday, looking at quarterback and running back matchups and rankings. Today's episode is brought to you by an exciting new partner here on the show. That is Ultimate Football GM. It's just such a fun game to play. It's a different aspect of fantasy football. You heard me talk about the mobile game app, and I can tell you how much fun I've had competing against my fellow Locked On NFL hosts. It's a lot of fun. I just wanted to get into it, learn the game. It was a bit challenging for sure, but it is a new challenge that we can take on beyond fantasy football. Well, now it's your turn to compete. More on that later. Ever dreamed of becoming an NFL GM and managing a football franchise? Well, your dream can come true, and this game is definitely for you. You'll manage every strategic aspect of your team, play through seasons, and lead your team to glory while trying to build a dynasty. So a lot of fun there. With Ultimate Football GM, you're responsible for controlling the destiny of your franchise by hiring the right coaches and coordinators, trading players, making draft picks, navigating your franchise through free agency, the draft, and all the ups and downs of a regular season. It's really fun to play. You can pick your team, pick your players, make those moves to get the ultimate rosters here. So a lot of fun that you can get in. It's all this in a challenging, realistic game world. Ultimate Football GM is completely free and playable offline. Play on the go as you want to and when you want to. And soon, for Locked On Fantasy Football listeners and fans, Ultimate Football GM will be hosting a special competition where you can win amazing monthly prizes. Stay tuned for details in an upcoming episode. Locked On Fantasy Footballs get 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo code ALLCAPSLOCKEDON. That's Locked On in all caps in the game store. That's Locked On in all caps. So you make sure you check it out today. To download the game, just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up on the app stores. That's ultimate-gm.com. Ultimate Football GM. Start your dynasty today. All right, it is time to continue the show looking at the rest of our quarterback rankings. We'll dive into the top of our running back rankings based on the matchups here in the divisional playoff round of the NFL 22-23 3, thanks again for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. Subscribe to the Locked On NFL podcast and get daily conversation on the biggest NFL stories, including divisional playoff matchups, plus in-depth analysis of the biggest games, like the divisional playoff matchups, and the NFL key predictions every Friday and Monday. Local insiders cover the week with game-to-game episodes recapping what we just saw. Locked On NFL, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's look at the rest of the quarterbacks, how they stack up. Trevor Lawrence comes in fifth. I think you look at the Chiefs' pass defense, pretty weak here. Could be a lot of high-volume garbage time in the second half. This is a pretty big spread between these two. So Lawrence gets the job done. The Chiefs also have a vulnerable defense with some young corners. Lawrence has plenty of weapons here. So he doesn't drop any more than five here behind Mahomes, Hurts, Allen, and Burrow. He had the 4 interceptions. I think he'll clean that up this week. He can put up the big numbers without the mistakes. He can also run and give you some value there in the red zone. So Trevor Lawrence comes in at number 5. Dak Prescott has a pretty tough matchup, but the 49ers have been vulnerable in the back end of the passing game. You cannot run on the 49ers all that well, so Dak is going to have to put it up in the air. He's also red hot, coming off a 5 TD game, 1 on the ground, 4 through the air. So Dak is going to be feeling it going into this matchup against the 49ers. And again, the volume should be there because I think the 49ers are going to put up points here, get a lead here with their running game and defense, and Prescott's going to have to play from behind. So Lawrence and Prescott get into that position where I do feel very strongly about the Chiefs and 49ers winning more than the other teams this week. So I do like that with Lawrence and Prescott having to be pretty high volume oriented in the second half. Brock Purdy, I don't think he's going to see a ton of volume. I think the 49ers will have success running on the Cowboys and spreading it around the short passing game. So I don't see Purdy having the massive volume again if his team is playing with a lead. And that's been the thing where Purdy has put up some numbers. It was a close game last week at halftime with the Seahawks. So they need Purdy to keep throwing. I don't think that necessarily happens this week here. So being a little conservative, I think Purdy needs to do the least among these quarterbacks. And he could also have rushing production there with Christian McCaffrey and the rest here. So Purdy, look, in any other situation, he's going to be rated pretty high. We loved him last week. In relation to the field this week, however, I just don't think the numbers are going to be quite the same. So in reality, I actually like all the quarterbacks playing this round, but Purdy has to come in at number 7. That leaves Daniel Jones at number 8. Daniel has had two big games against the Colts and Vikings here in the last two games that have counted for the Giants. So he's really feeling it. Led the team in rushing with 17 carries, 78 yards last week. But the Eagles defense can be pretty tough. He didn't get to play them there in week 18 as they pivoted to just being a little bit conservative. So when you look at that, Jones gets a shot, but this defense can be tough. They're tough inside against the run. Now they have some bigger bodies with Jordan Davis, with Ndamukong Suh and Linval Joseph. So a little bit tougher to run on in the inside. They've got some pretty good linebackers. TJ Edwards has had a pretty good season. So you look at that. And also you have James Bradbury and Darius Slay on the outside. So some things are going to be contained here in the Giants passing game by this Eagles defense. That's why I have Daniel Jones last among the QBs, even after two fine performances in a row in the starts for him for the Giants. It's starting to feel a little bit more. He's got the running upside and the floor, but have to put him behind these other quarterbacks this week. All right, top running backs, Christian McCaffrey, no-brainer here. He's been a man on a mission since coming over from the Panthers. They haven't lost a game since the trade deadline for McCaffrey. So he's feeling it here. Looks great for the most part. Really is doing everything, staying durable, staying healthy, finishing in the red zone, catching passes. McCaffrey living up to his number one ranking that used to be the no-brainer in fantasy football, ascended back to that status with the move to the 49ers this year. Saquon Barkley is the high-volume back. He has a good shot to get some key carries and catches against the Eagles. He's going to be the guy that, after McCaffrey, touches the ball at least 25 times this week. So by volume, by talent, by the matchup, you have to go with Saquon Barkley at number 2. Travis Etienne, I love the matchup. He's been involved quite a bit there as a receiver that helps his value. He ran really well last week to help them run into the game and win it against the Chargers last week. So I think Etienne is going to be a factor against the Chiefs and getting involved a little bit more in the pass game. Maybe check off some dump downs here in the second half as the Jaguars trail early in the game. They'll try to establish Etienne, get him going through the red zone and having him have some scoring opportunities. But in terms of yardage, reliability, and usage, Etienne has to be number 3 behind McCaffrey and Barkley this week. Joe Mixon, again, you do have Samaje Perine cutting into his work a little bit. Mixon is going to have to get it done a little bit more in the receiving core there. They do have a tough linebacker, Matt Milano, to contain things there. But Mixon still getting decent volume. He's got high leverage opportunities in the red zone playing off this offense as well. So Mixon, I think, has a pretty good game against the Bills. They're going to pound him a little bit. The Bills can be run on a bit if they stick with it. So that'll help open up the play action for Joe Burrow. So I have Joe Mixon at number four there by some role. Miles Sanders comes in at number five. Now, he's the Eagles' lead back for sure still. He's playing for a free agent contract, and he'll be motivated with Barkley, his Penn State predecessor, on the other side. Again, this Eagles team should have success running on the Giants. The Giants have had struggles against the run all season long. They got a break from the Vikings not feeding Dalvin Cook enough last week. So Sanders also playing, again, for contract, should be motivated here like Barkley and run pretty well. So I have him at a very strong number five this week at running back. And we're looking mainly at half-point PPR, but this is how it probably played out in PPR and standard as well, based on the usage of these backs. All right, there's a look at those backs. We'll look at the rest of the running backs that are on the board here that we can consider to play, whether we're playing in the compressed fantasy football league for the NFL playoffs or if we're playing DFS. We'll look at that and how these remaining running backs in the committee mainly stack up against each other. We'll do that in our final segment. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting information. This season it has been, and we've been rolling with them a long time. And they have the top betting information, stats, news, analysis. You can also get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from pro football to college basketball. And beyond, including NBA and NHL, they've got it all covered at betonline.net. If you love sports podcasts, and we know you do, listening to Locked On Network, especially Locked On Fantasy Football, you can even find those at BetOnline as well. They're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting information. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, that's where the game starts. All right, it's time to close the show looking at the rest of the running backs and what we like and don't like about these players, and we'll get into that here in a moment. You have Jerick McKinnon and Isaiah Pacheco. That backfield committee is up next. McKinnon has been on fire as a receiver. He had 9 touchdowns in the regular season. They're going to showcase McKinnon, much like they did a few years ago, Damian Williams, out of necessity. That was when they lost Kareem Hunt. Here, McKinnon can run pretty well, catch passes. He's going to be that extension there to try to get him an open field right there, playing off Tony and Kelsey there. So look at Kadarius Tony being maybe the quickness guy in the intermediate routes, Travis Kelsey being a down-the-steam kind of field stretcher there, and you have McKinnon kind of horizontally with his quickness causing some problems for the Jaguars. So McKinnon comes in. Isaiah Pacheco, same game. I think he'll be the closer more in the second half of his running style. He did have a very nice game against the Jaguars the first time. So McKinnon, Pacheco, the committee that I would attack there after McCaffrey, Barkley, Etienne, Mixon, and Sanders is our top five guys as lead backs. Then I would go to Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott. Don't like Elliott at all this week. I just don't like his power running. He was really shut down last week against the Buccaneers, who are a tough run defense up front. The 49ers are also tough run defense. So if Elliott doesn't get the touchdown, he's not going to get the value you're looking for. Tony Pollard at least can catch passes to cut around that. If they trail the 49ers and the run is contained, Pollard has that outside speed and quickness to get him involved in the passing game should things break down in the running game. That is not a luxury that Elliott has. So that Cowboys committee comes after the Chiefs committee. Then we look at Buffalo. I wish they would give James Cook a little bit more work. Devin Singletary has been meh. He's okay. Been productive down the stretch the past couple years, but he has to get the volume. The Bills kind of abandoned the run pretty quickly against the Dolphins last week. That could happen easily against the Bengals if they feel like they're in a showdown with Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. So be careful about Singletary and Cook. The Bengals are a pretty decent run defense. They did allow a nice overall scrimmage game to J.K. Dobbins last week, so really, I'm not sure how much the Bills will stick with it, but based on the matchup behind the Chiefs and the Cowboys duo, I think you have to look at the Bills' combination of Singletary and Cook. Now, that leaves a few more of these backup backs. Elijah Mitchell's gotten key work behind McCaffrey, so he would come on next in terms of real number twos. We don't know what the volume of McCaffrey's going to be. We expect it to be pretty high, but again, they need a little bit of a change of pace here with Mitchell, and he kind of can do a lot of the same things McCaffrey does. He did get involved and score last week. So really, Mitchell, we'll see what the lead is for the 49ers. I don't think they can run and hide from the Cowboys. The spread is close to a field goal than a touchdown on this one, but they'll find a way to work in Mitchell as they did last week. It's the Seahawks. So Samaje Perine is getting some key touches. He almost scored last week on a short pass, so he's going to get some work here as the Bills maybe try to get the pass rush going. You also could have these offensive line injuries, including Alex Kappa and Jonah Williams, affecting how quickly Joe Burrow gets rid of the ball. So a little bit more for P. Ryan, maybe a little bit more for Tyler Boyd in the slot, a little bit more for Hayden Hurst at tight end. So P. Ryan can be involved, but I'm going to be very conservative with him because, again, Mixon can do that part with his game. So he's at the end here. With P. Ryan, the ultimate guy on the list, and Kenneth Gainwell comes in behind Miles Sanders. Now we'll see if the Eagles can take control of that game. But Gainwell hasn't really been in a pure committee with Sanders. You've had other people involved. But Gainwell, should the Eagles get in a good position late in the game, you'll see more of Gainwell with a position to put up some numbers and potentially score in that one against New York. All right, there you have it. There's a look at your quarterback and running back matchups and rankings here ahead of the divisional playoff weekend for fantasy football. So exciting. There to break down games that we have. We have two on Saturday, two on Sunday. So really excited the way things break down. We can digest all these games in full. We'll also want to get into the action with wide receivers, tight ends, and streaming defenses. We'll do that in our next show there, a matchup Thursday here on Locked On Fantasy Football. Thanks again for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. We're free and available to you on all platforms. Now make sure your second listen is the Locked On NFL podcast, bringing you the local insights you love to the national spotlight with daily conversations on the biggest NFL stories, including the biggest NFL game. So very excited about this weekend. It's Locked On NFL, available on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. That's where you'll also find Locked On Fantasy Football. We're on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. We're bringing it to you analysis of fantasy football year-round, even when it's not seasonal league time and in seasonal time DFS, regular season. We are still bringing it to you throughout the playoffs, and we'll have plenty of content throughout the offseason there to do some advanced scouting, look at the free agency, the draft, all that good stuff here. So don't worry, we won't go away once the playoffs are done. We'll have to keep plowing through here until we get back through the cycle of the offseason, and a lot of exciting things to come here, big changes for offenses around the league, and we'll keep up with them and give you all the information you know. We'll keep up with the news and notes as long as we go along the way, because sometimes we can forget what's going around the league when things are happening on the field. But as things get closer to ending here with the Super Bowl, we got you covered here. So for Locked On Fantasy Football, love bringing it to you with the analysis every single week. This has been Vinny Iyer. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. We'll catch you Thursday, breaking down the wide receivers, tight ends, and defenses and their matchups for the divisional playoffs in the NFL.